AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Authorities will be assessing the damage in at least four states after tornadoes raked the southern plains. Some of the heaviest damage was in the Oklahoma City area. At least 12 people injured at a trailer park. Grady County Undersheriff Rusty Pyle has seen a lot of the storm damage.
There's been a lot of damage in Grady County. In the Bridge Creek area, there's been quite a bit of damage. There's a lot of homes that have been totally destroyed down there.
After the tornadoes passed through, flash flooding became a concern. The National Weather Service got widespread reports of up to 8 inches of rain in the area. A flash flood warning is in effect for parts of 6 counties in central Oklahoma, 2 in north central Texas. The debate is heating up as a bill giving lawmakers the right to review any nuclear agreement with Iran heads for a test vote.
There is bipartisan support for the bill, which blocks the administration from repealing sanctions while lawmakers review any agreement that the U.S. and 5 other countries strike with Iran. Senator Ben Cardin is currently the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee.
This bill is critically important to our country.
But Texas Senator Ted Cruz warns the measure won't stop a bad deal.
The president's Iran deal deeply jeopardizes the safety of Americans.
Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker predicted overwhelming approval of the bill as long as controversial amendments are avoided. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
In an APGFK poll, 50% of responders say they do support steps allowing immigrants already in the U.S. to stay here legally.
Our poll actually found that Americans don't really see much difference. They're about equally likely to support that policy either way, whether it ends in citizenship or it ends in legal status for the people who are in the country right now.
AP correspondent Emily Swanson. This is AP Radio News. Fans of the ABC hit show Scandal are apparently in for quite a ride in tonight's season finale.
What are you doing?
Kerry Washington says that was the same question she asked Scandal creator Shonda Rhimes when she read the script for this season's finale.
I just looked at Shonda and said, for real? Where do we go from there? This is nuts.
Washington isn't giving away any secrets, but says she finds the show even more exciting as it moves into maturity.
Because it was our 4th season, I feel like Shonda gave herself permission to open the show up and move into some areas that we don't traditionally traffic in.
Like race relations, as this season did in the episode Lawn Chair. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Brewers broadcaster and funny man Bob Uecker was locked in the radio booth at Miller Park in Milwaukee last night when the door handle broke during the 6th inning against the Dodgers. He joked about it, of course. He was rescued by an employee who used a ladder to climb in the open window of the booth and then took the hinges off the door. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.